Oh, goodness me.
Oh, those are fine. That's good. Have you ever heard anyone use the term shucks?
Yeah.
What sort of person would you imagine that might use the word, oh, shucks, expression?
They really would like to say something else, and they just have kind of picked that up and said, oh, shucks, to try to cool themselves down before they really say a word they'd rather not say.
If a person says, why, the idea, what do they mean?
That anger is aroused, and they're just about to explode, and they say, well, the very idea.
All right. When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting and asking about their health? How do you inquire about their health?
How do you feel today?
Or if the person is someone you haven't seen in a long time, you might say, well, Mary, how?
How is that rheumatism you've had for so long?
All right. You might say, good morning, how?
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Or how are you feeling?
When you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say, how?
How are you? How do you do?
Mm-hmm. Very good. If you have enjoyed their visit, you say, come
back to see me.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed your visit.
Or if someone's leaving after a visit, you might tell them to
come back soon.
All right. If you're speaking to a group, you might say, if you're inviting the whole group to come back again.
Oh. Hey, I'll see you next time.
All right. Now, this group of people have visited you, and they've been in your house and your living room, and you're at the front door, and they're leaving, and you want to invite them all to come back again, and you say,
y'all come back.
All right. I think we'd had that question before on the tape, and that might have confused you. What do you say when you meet someone at Christmas time? Maybe you pass somebody on the street, and you wave, and you say,
Merry Christmas.
All right. Very good. How about the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Very good. If you want to tell someone you appreciate something, and you want to say it rather formally, rather formal thank you, you say, I'm
really appreciative.
All right. Have you ever used the term obliged, or have you heard someone?
I've heard it, but I don't use it.
Did your father use the term, I'm much obliged, or?
Yeah, and my mother did too, I'm much obliged, but I never did like that. I don't know why.
Well, older people used it more, I think, than we do. If you're not sure whether you will have time or not, you say, I blank, I have time.
I don't think I have time.
All right. I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and then he
wrapped it up.
All right. But when I got home with the package, I
unwrapped it.
If you sell for less than you paid, you say I had to sell it
cheaper.
All right, if you're running a store now and you sell a lot of merchandise and you find that people won't pay quite as much as you'd like to charge them and you're having to sell it for less, you say, I had to sell it at a
reduction.
All right, I had to sell it at a what to myself?
Oh, a loss.
Yes, mm-hmm. You admire something, but you don't have enough money to buy it, so you say, I like it, but it
costs too much.
Mm-hmm. When it's time to pay the bill, you say, today this bill is
paid.
All right. But before you pay it, the thing that prompts you to go and pay it, you notice,
it's due.
This bill is
due.
Yes. If you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
Very good. If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to
borrow.
When the banker is refusing a loan, he says, well money's really
nowadays,
there is no much of it.